At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside Hour 2 of the DP Show. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today on Middle Finger Monday. Hopefully, this doesn't mean go out and give them to everybody. This is just, well, considering what Kyrie Irving did yesterday, kind of the theme of the day. You know, not whether you're giving it to someone behind the head, middle fingers. We're not condoning doing that. It's just, you know, well, it's kind of got to be Middle Finger Monday.
Well, I'm not going to dismiss it categorically either. I mean, because sometimes you bottle that up and it comes out in far more destructive ways. So, I mean, if a little, you know, in traffic nod, you know, and swipe across your nose, subtly it works fine. If you have the flamboyance of a Kyrie Irving and you want to go full throttle, just remember there might be repercussions. And in the real world, it's not just a pink envelope showing up at your locker. It's telling you where to send your fine money. So, you know, just remember, with all actions, there are reactions and consequences. But for Kyrie Irving, he gave us another storyline that we really did not expect. So coming into these playoffs.
So you want to hold in reserve the middle finger Monday? Like I want to save it in case I need it.
Well, I mean, it's always there for you, right? Okay. It's always there. Today we celebrated Furley. Now I'm thinking about Ralph Furley.
Ralph Furley?
His company, yeah.
I'm going to get
myself a nice collection of ascots later. Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, look, you will celebrate it in its fullness here, because we have four separate incidences of him, not just with the physical flipping of the bird, but also, you know, being matter of fact in his post-game press conference of what he thought of that collection of fans. But, you know, also you need to pull back and say, you know, it's not all Celtics fans, because I mean, look, some folks miss him, some folks loved him, some folks felt sad and betrayed when he left. Those are the ones that are now cursing him out and letting him hear it at every chance. But what we see now is players have decided, you know what, as a group, we're not taking this anymore. They're going full Dee Snider and Twisted Sister and giving it back.
So Middle Finger Monday brings us this. It also brings us, now before we get to, look, we'll tell you who's going to win the NBA championship in a couple minutes. You mentioned storylines we didn't think we were going to get today. How about another day where we get an NBA MVP story? Because, you know, we need a daily NBA MVP story. You can tell, sarcastic, meaning we really don't.
But now we have officially we know who's up for the award, as opposed to, you know, reading the odds and then throwing in for rumor, conjecture, speculation. Well, here's the guy that I like, but he's like 15th in the odds. I don't care. He's my guy.
I mean, we need to have a daily conversation about the NBA MVP. It's becoming a staple. We got to talk about it because players are so needy. They're so needy about needing to win the MVP. And Joel Embiid, everything he does, it's like he wants to run back up the floor and go, aren't I the MVP? I'm the MVP. The finalists have been announced for NBA MVP, and they are Joel Embiid, Giannis, and Nikola Jokic. All right, so you have last year's MVP in Jokic. You got the guy who wants to be MVP in Embiid, and the guy who's won previously in Giannis. These
well,
are
I think
your
he wins
NBA
it because he wants
MVP
it more.
Finalists. I think that's what
let's
you should do.
Let's apply it to like when he's on the court. You know what? He wants it more.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going to win. You know, the other team may or may not want to win. I think that guy wants it 110%, and I think we really can quantify it.
If Embiid is actually outside the arena after games, handing out flyers to fans with his stats on him, going, MVP, MVP, like he's running for something, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me because that's how badly he wants to win.
No, he's going to send that funeral guy all over the place to the places of employment for all of the guys that are, and women that are voting on the award. Why is this guy in the suit just standing here? Hey, oh, you know him from the meme. That's Joel Embiid's guy.
Instead of guys trying to sell you CDs or say, hey, it's my CD and my music or whatever. Hey, here you go. Now, would you like tickets to see this show? No, here, MVP. What is this? It's just got my stats on it. Oh, okay, cool. I'll look at it. And then you crumple it up and throw it away like and you walk down. But that's kind of what it is. Players, they care so much about the MVP. Can you imagine in the NFL if we had the same run for the MVP from guys like Rodgers and Brady who want to say, I don't know why I'm not the MVP. I don't know why. Look at what I do. I think they just must not like me. Why I can't win the MVP. Can you imagine if one of the NFL quarterbacks said that? The voters just, they must just not like me. I can't believe I'm not the MVP. The desire that that NBA players have to get that bit of reaction and hey, I gotta be the MVP. It's not present anywhere else. Nobody else does. No, nobody else. Can you imagine Aaron Judge walking around going, I don't know why I'm not the MVP. Voters just don't like me. I don't know why I'm not. What do I do? I rake every. I can't believe I'm not the MVP. Bryce Harper, oh, he'd be public enemy number one. All the guy does is want to win the MVP. All the guy does. I mean, I just can't get over the fact that the NBA players, they care so much about the MVP and about winning it.
Well, you know what? You try to break it down and pull it back a little bit, right? With the NFL, no matter what you do in the regular season, I mean, and you use the example of Aaron Rodgers. He won two MVPs. What did he do in the playoffs? Nobody cares, right? MVP awards, stack them up all you want. Peyton Manning's got a whole handful of trophies. But, you know, he's got two rings, and what do people do? They drag him because one of them, he beat Rex Grossman, and the most memorable thing was Prince performing Purple Rain, and the other one was that the defense dragged him to the finish line, right? No, the MVPs don't matter in the NFL. In Major League Baseball, by the time they award them, we're smack dab into college football and the NFL season. The NBA's up and running. NHL's up and running. Your kids are doing performances and playing fall sports. You're not paying attention. Oh, they announced those? Oh, that's cool. It's out there. For the NBA, there's still some juice because remember, for a lot of years, you weren't winning titles. Whether it was the Warriors run, whether you had the Heatles there for a minute, and then go back to the Michael Jordan era or Kobe and Shaq. A lot of guys were happy to take hardware because they knew they weren't winning the ultimate hardware. Whereas now it's like, all right, well, we might have a shot at winning, but the individual title, we can do a lot of branding with it, right? It's also the change of the game in that regard, right? Talking about NIL, I joked in hour one of, you know, Central Florida and Isaiah Bowser leading the charge, former Northwestern running back there. They had QR codes trying to encourage people to go and participate in their social media and branding, whatever. NBA won't be too far behind, and I think it's great. Here's all the people that I have on Team Embiid or Jokic or whatever else, and you go support those brands. That's how you make me the real MVP. Load my wallet. But that's part of it, right? It's salesmanship and it's branding because the titles are great. And those are going to help, but individual accolades also get you to the finish line. And I think the NBA players, and maybe AAU comes into some of it. I don't know. We talk about it a little bit. But everybody wants to win titles, but certainly more vocalization, at least from Joel Embiid. I think he just has the complex. And maybe it's the Philly fans. They've ridden him hard after those first couple of years when he couldn't play, and now he's their guy. And then they had, you know, the Ben Simmons year and a half that was, and all the way through. So, yeah, he's going to stump for himself if nobody else is.
Well, you know me. You know I like to solve problems, right? I can't
you
just
do.
Bring something. I like to solve it.
One of the many jobs you've given yourself over time. That resume is replete with a lot of fictitious well, it's like I attended this university. What'd you do? I really went for a one-day seminar. But I'm going to tell you, I went to Harvard.
Look, there's so many jobs I can do without any experience. I guess it would fall under the umbrella of like a superstar consultant, right? But here's how you can solve some MVP issues, right? Players really care so much about winning MVP. Well, what's the big thing we have going on right now with star players in the NBA? They don't play enough games. Right? They sit out way too much. They sit out back-to-backs all the time. They sit out for just load maintenance. Here's what you could do. You really want players to play more games? Make there be a game played threshold you have to get to be considered for a postseason award. Then suddenly, guys ain't skipping games, right? Make the threshold say 70 games. You got to play in at least 70 games to be the MVP, right? I'm not saying you got to play 75 or 76. You have games, you know, there's you know, bumps and bruises you get over the course of the year. But let's say 70 games, 70 out of 82. Because missing 12 games, that's a lot of games. But I'm going to give you the looseness of, hey, 10, 12 games for whatever reason. Okay, you got to play in at least 70 games. Then suddenly you're going to see a big uptick because guys want to be the MVP. They want to keep playing. Because if you look at the top 25 scorers in the NBA, you know how many of them played in 70 games? Five. Okay, five. Five guys played in at least 70 games, including your guy, DeMar DeRozan. Five guys played in at least 70 games. Everybody else was in the 60s or 50s. Right? We've talked about this. This is a big issue with the NBA and guys not playing enough and stars not playing enough. Yeah, you want to be eligible for certain postseason awards? Got to hit a certain gameplay threshold. 69 games? Sorry, but I was dominant. Doesn't matter. Didn't play 70. Oh, but I was hurt. Well, that's how it goes when you get hurt. You get taken out of the run for MVP. Ja Morant probably would have been the MVP, but he got hurt. Memphis showed they could win without him, at least in the regular season. So you can't win the MVP. That's kind of how it goes. Give me a game played threshold to be the MVP, and then you're going to start seeing guys all play in at least 70 games. You're going to get the guys that 70-game threshold pretty easy.
Ooh, philosophically it's the threshold, right? I mean, because LeBron didn't win the scoring title by, you know, missing one more game, right? Which is why there was so much intrigue that final week of, is he going to play one or two more games? And, you know, if he did, well, this column was written. And if he didn't, that column was written, right? I mean, the poison pens were out. Right, if he came back and played after missing elimination games and once they were mathematically out of the playoffs, if he'd come back to win the scoring title, we all recognized that was going to happen. But now you have the situation whereby you're going to need that. I mean, you still have a handful of guys, so that would be, you know, legitimately in. And this is where we get into the subjectivity of it all. Of, you know, what are the metrics? Team wins, your, you know, basketball war and all of those things, right, to decide who the finalists are. Because I know there's a lot of angst over all the finalists that got announced, right? Because you had players stumping not just for MVP but for teammates for myriad awards all the way through. And we mentioned Jordan Poole earlier. He's not even in the conversation for most improved player. It's like, what are we doing? Like, I just don't understand. Or do you just say, well, we didn't have a real record of him last year because he didn't play heavy minutes, so now that he's a star, he just passes that category? But if you're just now going to be eliminating guys who may be truthfully highly impactful for 90% of the games they play, 95% or whatever you want to ascribe it, but just because they missed that threshold, I got to imagine the union wouldn't be happy about that.
There'd
be some argument.
But it's a postseason award. It's a postseason award. It's not. You're not taking money. It's a postseason award. If you want to put in your contract, you got to be the MVP. Got to play the games.
Well, but also, because you wrap it all in together, right? Go back to the all NBA teams and how Jason Tatum got screwed out of, $30 million because of the way people voted, right? I mean, the fact that your max contract is tied to those kind of things that people are voting on and not some sort of, analytical, some metric that's been ascribed. I mean, you might have been had a bad night in one city that you made one set of reporters angry because you were a little short with questions and they decide to vote for somebody else. That costs you $30 million.
Don't put it in your contract. But
that's a thing that's negotiated with the league. That's not Jason Tatum's contract. That's the way the league works, which is asinine and something the union needs to fight and be better about. But in terms of this, it's problem solving. It does create that other Pandora's box in terms of games played where guys are legitimately missing a couple and may miss that threshold due to injury versus sitting on the sideline and drinking a glass of wine and just watching the world go by, which is what Adam Silver talked about in his presser, a little over a week ago, the angst over the because they thought they'd killed it, right? It looked like it had mostly gone away, the load management, or at least teams were being a little better about it and players were being better about it. And then we got to the final month of the season. It's like, hey, remember 5 years ago when you were really mad? Hey, get mad again because here we're back and we're all going to do it. But I think there needs to be that dialogue of what is the threshold, for those awards. Because you mentioned Ja Morant's the best example of how great he was, and then the team was really good without him. And so everybody said, he doesn't have that much impact. It's like, I don't know that that's necessarily true, but here you go. Asked and answered. You got all these games. Steph Curry got hurt after they were off to that big run-up. Should he have gotten more consideration then because their team slumped with him not in the lineup? So it's the fun of the arguments that we have with this stuff. But at least saying, here's the threshold going forward. I would love to hear Dan Wojcicki or some of our friends who like to ask the tough questions to vex commissioners and owners and players, that kind of thing. That would be fun. Think about that at the end of the Lakers season.
Yeah.
Going in, let me take you away from, trying to figure out why you guys have been terrible for 80 games. Now, for award season, if we said you had to play this or you were ineligible, what do you think about that? I think you might get some very fascinating answers. You might get a middle finger Monday.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Now, with the big action that we saw over the course of the weekend, last night's game between the Suns and the Pelicans probably was something you tuned into for a little bit, saw the Suns had it in hand. They were up big at halftime. New Orleans made a little bit of a run in the second half, but Phoenix was never really in trouble, and they just blow out the Pelicans 110-99. And I don't want to overthink this because I felt like I did that during the NCAA tournament when, you just ignored how well Kansas was playing because, the Duke storyline was so great and North Carolina's peaking and all Kansas is doing is the only number one seed is beating everybody. And yeah, they had to come from behind to win in the title game, but Kansas was clearly the best team. I'll tell you what, Mike, I look at the rest of this playoffs. I think the Suns win the title, and I don't expect them to really be challenged at all.
Look at you.
On their way to it, right? Picking anybody else is overthinking it, right? They've been the best team all year for a reason. They've been as good as these other teams were, as good as the Warriors are, as good as the Grizzlies are. The Suns have been better. Usually the best team wins the championship, and the Suns have been better than everybody all the way through. And they can now know they can withstand a non-elite Chris Paul, because they've done it without him. Devin Booker's going to wind up being the best player in this playoff, right? He wasn't quite ready for his moment last year. They're ready this year. There's going to be plenty of five-game series for them on the way to the championship. They're locked in. They're on a mission. This is not a team that is going to say, all right, we're still playing the NBA Finals a year later where we're just trying to get back to that point. No, they know they got to steamroll through their opponents. They've been locked in and focused all season long. There was no fat cat syndrome. There was no, we got to come back from the difficult mental aspect of losing in the finals to the Bucks. No, they know they're the best. Then there's nobody that can beat them. There's nobody in the West. Look, Suns and Warriors in the Western Conference Finals might wind up being something, but you get to the NBA Finals then, oh, it's going to be a rematch of Suns and the Bucks, and the Suns are going to wind up winning in five. I just don't see a team being able to give them a series where suddenly the Suns are really sweating things out. I think it's kind of a boring run for them to go win the championship.
Young, hungry, and they heard every bit of the criticism along the way. As we talk about, you know, when teams have runs, things have to also happen for them, right? You have to stay healthy. That's rule number one on your side, right? Your trainers working overtime and players staying on the court. Rule two, somewhere along the way, an opponent is going to have a subpar game or there's going to be an injury. And in their case, they had every series, and everybody was quick to point it out. It's like, you know what? You still have to take advantage of it. Guys are still putting on their uniforms and playing. So it's not like the Lakers, oh, Anthony Davis got hurt. They put up a white flag and quit. They still played. So I love what the Suns have done this season. I'm still taking the other. I think Steve Kerr figures out his horrible problem of Poole versus Thompson.
Oh, and it's on the so other horrendous. Side, what do I
yeah,
do?
No, awful. And on the other side, the Bucks will be waiting for the rematch.
Mm. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times and different ways. Now, if you're recently changed jobs or considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement is a huge step. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the beginning. As a client, you'll have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. So we'll have more NBA on the way, but straight ahead, Bucky Brooks stops by. We had a big re-football debut for Terrell Owens. The USFL is back. You got wide receivers that are unhappy with their teams. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, in the midst of a big NBA weekend, let's see, we had the USFL come back. We had Terrell Owens come back. And oh, by the way, we got superstar wide receivers right now who all are not going to be with their teams because they want new contracts. Joining us now on the hotline to break it all down, NFL scout, NFL Network, NFL media, Fox Sports analyst, and a guy who played both ways yesterday for the Michigan Panthers in the USFL's return. It's Bucky Brooks. Bucky, what's happening, man?
Yo, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Good, man. I expected to see you out there. I expect you catching passes. I thought didn't you pick off Paxton Lynch in a game? I thought I saw you do that.
I think I can pick off Paxton Lynch. And you know what? You might as well throw Shea Patterson in there too. I think I'd get him too.
See, now he's got a hit list of guys he wants to go out.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Always the athlete, always competing.
He's got his draft board on one whiteboard in his office, and then the next one is quarterbacks I want to pick off, and then Patterson and Paxton Lynch are at the top of the list.
That's a different way to watch games, Buck. Yeah, I like that. Oh, I could still get that guy.
Hey, what'd you make of the USFL's return this weekend?
I mean, look, man, I think ball is good ball. I think the challenge in terms of they only have 3 weeks to get ready to play. And so it's going to be a little rough in the edges. But, I mean, if you're not expecting it to be the National Football League, look, man, it's something to watch. It's something that's on. If you didn't want to watch the NBA playoff games, you can click over and watch the USFL. And I'm certain that in a few weeks, the play will improve and we'll get a chance to see a better product. But I don't think it's bad for the first time out.
The long road begins with the first step, as they say. So they claimed 3 million sets of eyeballs over the course of the weekend. So a decent start, Bucky. But in 10 days, we're talking draft, and that's your bread and butter, NFL Network. I just linked out the seven mysteries that we talked about a little bit on our show yesterday. And I wanted to bring the DP show audience in on this one, Bucky. One of them was about Kayvon Thibodeau and the idea of love of the game as we get ready and trying to analyze that, you know, as people try to mess with their mock drafts. Bucky, what can you give us the insight on him and who he is up at that top of the board?
Yeah, Kayvon Thibodeau was the number one recruit in high school when he came out of Oaks Christian. He's an L.A. kid. And, you know, he was a guy who went up to Oregon, and there were a lot of hype and expectations about who he was going to eventually be as a player. Didn't really disappoint. First year out of the box, he had 9 sacks. And did a solid job finishing 19 sacks in his career. The thing about Kayvon Thibodeau, he kind of leaves you wanting more because he has outstanding first-step quickness, tremendous burst, a very natural pass rusher, meaning he understands how to sequence his moves. You want to see him develop a little more consistency in his game. But really, the bigger problem that I think some scouts are having with him is trying to determine who he is. Because he's such a marquee name, because he was a guy that was able to really seize and capitalize the NIL situation, there's some people that question whether he really loves the game. And so they'll point those questions and say, see, he doesn't play hard, he's inconsistent. And what I would tell you is he's a very bright guy. He's a guy who has a lot of things going on. But when you look at his natural talent, he is a guy that can play at a high level. I think for him, it's about ending up in the right environment where he has veterans and a coaching staff that can show him what the standard should be for a guy as talented as he is, and then they push him to meet that standard each and every day. Because if he finds that situation, he can live up to all of the hype and adulation and all of the expectations that people have placed on him since he was a teenager.
See, if you're talking about love of the game, I pass on that, and I go draft Terrell Owens again. The guy's playing in the fan-controlled football league, and he scored a touchdown. I know he loves the game. I'll just draft T.O. again.
I mean, look, man, T.O.'s still playing. Some people can't stop it. Like, 48 years old, still want to catch touchdowns. God bless him. Because the way my body feels, I have no idea what it would even feel like to put pads on, much less have another human being take off a 15-yard run and try and knock the stuffing out of me. But for T.O., he loves it more than I do at this point, so I'm going to let him have at it. He can continue to play and play for all the old people that are out there.
You and I walking around the studio. You should see us on Sunday mornings, Jason, talking to each other and walking. Like, I mean, he's obviously been through the 5 years of NFL football and college ball and everything else. Me, I peaked young, but the body is still broken and beaten down, so we rally as best we can. But Jason gives us the good segue there, Bucky, with the wide receivers. Many guys ready for draft day, certainly, but you've got some big names looking to get paid. Debo, DK Metcalf, McLaurin, and AJ Brown. You got four guys right there that are big-time contributors. Do you see any of them getting moved in the next 10 days?
No, I don't see. I think those situations are different. See, because Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams, one, they're older, and this also, they were working on their third contract. For these guys, they're working on their first contract. So, yeah, the money has to go up because they're pro bowlers. I don't know if it necessarily has to go up to Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill range, but it certainly has to go up. And I think when you are those teams that have those guys, you want to keep those guys because those guys are pillars of your offense, particularly when we think about Debo, Terry McLaurin, A.J. Brown. Those guys are focal points of your offense. D.K. Metcalf is a little bit of a different situation because he plays opposite Tyler Lockett. And also, when you look at his game, he's more of a straight-line, vertical playmaker. And so I would say that might be a little easier to replace than the other guys. But I think all of these guys deserve the money for what they've been able to do and how important they are to their respective offenses.
Bucky Brooks, our guest here on the Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes. With that story today of the wide receivers who are all going to skip the on-field work because they want new money, right? Debo Samuel, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin. We know they all want to get paid. What's to stop a team from, oh, you know what? Yeah, there's good wide receivers in the draft, but hey, 49ers, here's an F them picks offer for Debo. And a team that's having some kind of salary cap constraints can go, well, you know, we can get a good guy in the draft. We don't want to trade him, but okay. Can these guys be had for F them picks offers from other teams?
I think you will get to a point where you can do that. The tricky thing is it's kind of hit or miss when you find those wide receivers. Like all those guys that you talk about, interestingly enough, were drafted outside of the first round. And so we have seen in recent years that you can go outside of the first round and get your playmaker, much like people talk about running back. Yeah, you can find wide receivers in the second and third round. Those guys can pop and become all-stars. The tricky part of it from the team is can a guy right off the streets, right out of college, come in and give you what Debo Samuel and A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf, Terry McLaurin were giving you last year. I don't know if you can count on a rookie to be able to do that. And so it is a bit of a roll of the dice when you do it. But I do think you're going to see it become a position where you're always drafting receivers in that sweet spot because it's a draft, develop, and maybe move on position as opposed to a draft and develop and then pay big money for the position.
All right, Bucky, a guy who's projecting to be a backup going forward but taking up a lot of oxygen. Can you get Baker Mayfield? Is he a guy on your list that you can pick off to?
Baker would get mad if I say that, but I could land the cut and maybe swipe one away, you know, like because it gets tough for him because he can't really see over the middle of the field. I may be able to kind of hang in the bushes and get it, but you know, I think the Baker Mayfield conversation is one where Mike and I talked yesterday about sometimes you can overplay your hand. It sounds great to better yourself until you better yourself and you crap out. And unfortunately for Baker, he bettered himself because he wanted to get a big payday. Because you got to remember, last offseason is when the money was flying off the table, where we saw Patrick Mahomes get his money, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen. So Baker Mayfield rightfully wanted to be in the $40 million category. But you're the Cleveland Browns. You go 10-6, you go to the playoffs, and you're looking at your quarterback who is basically driving a luxury car. There was nothing else that you could want on the Cleveland Browns car. He had two running backs. He had elite wide receivers in OBJ and Jarvis Landry. He had tight end. He had a great offensive line. But when it came down to could Baker Mayfield make plays to get them over the top, he couldn't do it. So he doubled down saying, I'm going to show them on the field. He gets hurt. He doesn't play well. And now when he's barking and bringing all of that other stuff, you know, that they don't talk about, they're like, yeah, we're good. We'll move on and get another quarterback. And so now I don't know if there's a starting job out there for Baker. Despite being number one, despite leading this team to a playoff appearance, I don't know if there's a team out there that looks at him and say that he is an automatic upgrade over what we have. I think he is facing that harsh reality, and I think it'll become a real reality once we get the draft there.
He's on Twitter, at Bucky Brooks, a guy who can definitely see over the middle. That's at Bucky Brooks, former NFL star, scout, analyst, NFL media, our teammate here at Fox and Fox Sports Radio. Bucky, as always, appreciate the time. And if you need to put out a message on social media so Baker doesn't get mad, we understand.
I'm okay. I'm ready for the smoke.
All right.
I'm ready for the smoke. I got it.
That's my guy.
See you, Buck. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
I'm ready for the Baker Mayfield smoke. There's people right now listening going, Baker Mayfield has smoke? Yeah, no, apparently still does. I wouldn't think Mayfield, but Mayfield's got smoke, man. I mean, look, for Mayfield, look, I've said it a long time, right? And this is why I feel like I can be an NBA NFL insider because, you know, I talked about this a few weeks ago. The spot for Mayfield, and right now I saw Mike Florio report that the Carolina Panthers have the inside track to landing Mayfield. If he goes to someplace like Carolina, where I'm battling it out with Sam Darnold to be the quarterback, yeah, you potentially have an avenue to start, potentially. But if you don't win that job, you're never going to get a chance to start in the NFL again. You're done. Right, Baker, okay, it didn't work in Cleveland. Boy, he couldn't even beat out Sam Darnold. Man, that is difficult. And he's a backup for the rest of his career. The best thing for him, and I've said this for a while, go to Tampa Bay. Go to Tampa. Play behind Tom Brady for a year or two. Maybe it's just 1 year because then Brady will wind up buying the Dolphins and becoming their quarterback. Just so it's just like heaven can wait. And you sit for a year and you calm down. And there's too much Baker Mayfield out there right now. And teams are going to be scared off by the fact that the guy is still talking like he's great. And clearly on the field, he's not the guy that they thought he was being picked number one overall. So go someplace and... because he needs to learn what it means to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Because he was a guy that was really okay with being a star so fast. Like, he walked into the league going, I'm a star. And so I'm weighing in on other players' contract information. There's no battle I won't fight with a radio host or a TV host. Or anything. He got into it with me on Twitter a couple of years ago. He's got to learn what it means to be an NFL quarterback. There's a reason why people don't come in all full of swagger at the quarterback position like him, because a quarterback is different. And so if he goes and learns and sits behind Brady and goes, okay, now I get how to do things, I understand, in a year when people have not had their fill of Mayfield, it's, hey, maybe we can bring him in and he can be our quarterback. And he gets Trubisky'd, because that's what happened to Mitchell Trubisky, right? He flames out in Chicago. He does some good things, but he flames out. He does nothing in Buffalo for 2 years, but, well, he backed up Josh Allen. The Bills are really good. He learned the Buffalo way. And now he's got a chance to win the starting job with the Steelers. Right, so that's a huge deal. So if you're Mayfield, that's kind of where I go. Where can I set myself up for the most long-term success? Now, because he's hot-headed and he just wants to go out and fight every battle. No, I want to go. I want to win the battle here. I want to win the job here. You go to Carolina or Seattle and you don't win. I mean, that's it. You're done, man. Go to Tampa Bay. See what it means. Maybe Tampa Bay keeps you, right? If Brady leaves after a year, maybe Tampa Bay keeps you. You slide right in there. Or you wind up someplace else after you sit back for a year and teams are ready to take a chance on you again. That's the best part for me, where I look at Baker Mayfield, where he should land, where he should go.
Look at you. I mean, as we talked about oftentimes, as soon as it started to be proven that Case Keenum was every bit the quarterback you were, so you were forcing yourself on the field, things went sideways. The only time I got mad at him was when he did inject himself into that Duke Johnson conversation about contracts. Now, you did mention Heaven Can Wait, 1978 comedy and drama of Warren Beatty, who's the L.A. Rams quarterback Joe Pendleton, killed in an auto accident. But Buck Henry, his guardian angel, took him from Earth prematurely. So he comes back as a greedy multimillionaire industrialist named Leo Farnsworth. He attempts to return to football and falls in love with an environmental activist played by Julie Crystal. Julie Christie, released at the end of June in 1978. There you go, because we like to inform you when there's a random pop culture reference to make sure we're all in on the joke.
Yeah, you got to tell millennials, what Heaven Can Wait is. You have to. They need to know.
It's 1978, that. And the LA Rams were a thing.
Yeah.
And now they are again.
Yeah. Twitter, and how about a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. We got more from the NFL coming up next. Two big storylines over the weekend we have to break down. That's straight ahead right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, The Dan Patrick Show. Happy Middle Finger Monday.
Yeah.
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan of the Danettes today. We got more on Middle Finger Monday and Kyrie Irving coming up in about 12 minutes. But two big stories out of the NFL, or really out of football this week. Can't really say NFL, but out of football this weekend. Thanks to Bucky Brooks for stopping by a few minutes ago. We talked Terrell Owens, the USFL return. And, you know, I got to say, I was pretty emboldened and heartened by the debut that the USFL had, right? The numbers supposedly are pretty good, right? You mentioned that, you know, they got 3 million viewers, different aspects and streaming and watching, and that's a pretty good beginning. And it's sort of time to understand just what the goalposts are for the USFL, because here they are, they're back, and the best thing they did was have the teams, you know, using the old logos and the old teams from the 80s, because that nostalgia, you can't put a price on it.
Well, there is a lot. They will have to, because there's lawsuits.
Yeah, there were
from the folks that owned some of those.
Oh, sure, and, but you know, you're trying to make it work. You know, we'll kick that. He's like Steve Kerr. We'll kick that can down the road another day. Let's just make sure we got people excited right now. And it was kind of fun. And tuning in, watching, you would like there to be more fans in the stands, but watching this, I don't think that's that big a deal. They wouldn't have had all the games in Birmingham if they thought we really need the gate from the games to make this work, right? This is clearly a made-for-TV event, and you're hoping that fans are going to want to come to Birmingham and watch football as time goes on. You know, attendance was decent on Saturday. Easter Sunday, not so great because, you know, it is Easter Sunday. So I don't think that's that big a deal. But going forward, you have to measure that the biggest thing to understand is that success is making it through the season. Yeah. Is not having to stop play midway through the season and go, we can't pay anybody. We can't make it through the season, and then you can work on it, because then it becomes a thing. Hey, USFL played, the season went, it was good. Now we're going again, and we got another season coming up next year, and it worked out great, and things we can do, because now you've become part of the sports calendar. More people are going to adopt it a little bit more. That's the focus. Make it out of the first season. Don't think about, oh, we need this in long term. No, just make it so after the first 7 weeks, you're not saying, hey, we can't make payroll, and this is really difficult, because that's what everybody's expecting, right? Whether it's the XFL or the USFL, it's, well, they'll play for a few weeks, there'll be a little bit of excitement, just like it is for every other spring league, and then they're going to come into financial difficulty, they won't be able to pay, and they'll stop, and the season will just be canceled. Make it through the season. That should be the motto for the USFL. USFL 2022, make it to the end, and then we can talk about something. Then you might have something.
Well, I mean, think about the last iteration of fledgling leagues. I mean, we've got friends that are still waiting on paychecks, right, that were broadcasting games. Go ask Rich Hornberger how he feels. Our buddy works down in San Diego, former NFL lineman with us on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. Still waiting on those final game checks that never arrived. I was part of a fledgling network that didn't make the end of a season.
Really?
The football network.
I remember the
Baton Rouge.
Oh, man, I remember. I actually ran into a guy who worked for the football network in an airport once, and he had stuff. I go, what do you work for? He goes, I work for a football network. And I go, NFL network? He goes, no, football network. I go, oh, I don't really know too much about it. And he goes, yeah, not many people do.
Well, but here's what happened, right? At least from my experience was that was when you had the first rush on, all right, we need to get rights to games. And so third rate, you know, college games and low tier stuff were still going at a premium. But what happened with these guys is they set this up. It's down in Baton Rouge. I'm helping and being part of a fantasy show. Jerry Glanville was on it. Danny Sheridan, the odds maker. I forget the rest of the cast, as it were. But, you know, we had fun. I was down there a couple of times to shoot pieces and whatever, and they'd beam me in from back in Los Angeles. But all of a sudden, the NFL Network got announced. So everything they were negotiating for in terms of NFL films and all these other things, the legal hours, suddenly I had no money left because NFL Network said, yeah, you know, you can't have any of that stuff. It's like, but we've spent you're done. So by week 13, we didn't even get to the fantasy playoffs. We were done.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the whole goal here, I think, is to your point, cut costs, keep everything in Birmingham, make it as easy to facilitate a season as you can, and hope to be able to put up a sequel number, part two, yeah, for 2023.
You can't get too ahead of yourself. It's baby steps. We always want to run before we can walk. And sometimes you have to just understand that you're building something and it takes a little bit of time. You want to grab the numbers and grab the people right away, and it doesn't always work that way. It works at, all right, let's work on getting more people in the stands, right? Because that's one thing that will play better on television. Because if you tune into a game and you don't see fans there, after a while you're like, ah, are people really paying attention? Do I need to watch? So while fans isn't the most important thing, work on that. Because that's a thing that will help your product, right? Because if you see full stands, hey, things look a little bit better. So just these baby steps, things that will enhance the product, and the product wasn't bad. You know, tuning in and watching a little bit of it on Saturday, sure, it wasn't bad. It was kind of fun. You saw some names of people you know. So now just kind of, okay, what's the best things we can do to make sure we get to the end of the season, we crown a champion, and then we can worry about next year. More sponsors will come on board, all of these things. And then the XFL is really, you know, has their back against it. Boy, does this work for us? It's going to be a little bit of a slog, and sometimes that's okay.
Find your names, find your excitement, try to find a breakthrough star or two that you can capitalize on a storyline, and of course promote the hell out of the fact that you can bet on it.
Twitter. There's
another option.
I got the Michigan Panthers, but boy, Lynch keeps throwing picks. I can't do it. We get back into the NBA, Middle Finger Monday, and different take on Kyrie Irving next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're gonna dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.